Tfilim steht that the Parshias, these Parshias from Shmois, these after Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Vel calls it Shevim Fedein Yonim, but the Parshias from Yitzias Mitzrayim are be'etzem a chiyuv for every person to learn emuna and boira olam. To learn pshat, it says in the pasuk, Eile shmois bnei Yisrael haboim Mitzrayim. What is Eile shmois bnei Yisrael haboim Mitzrayim? You have to write Eile shmois bnei Yisrael asher boim Mitzrayim. What is haboim Mitzrayim? Haboim is mashma the whole time they're boim. Mevurin Svorim, so what pshat the Vel says a pshat? Eile shmois bnei Yisrael haboim Mitzrayimo, says we say in the Agoda, v'Yakov avinu lo yorad lishtakea, elo logur shom, shenemar logur ba'oretz bonu, haboim Mitzrayimo, the whole time they're haboim. They never felt kilo they settled there. They made a matzav of haboim Mitzrayimo. They never felt settled. It's not like they came to Chutz La'aretz and they settled there, this is our place. Haboim Mitzrayimo, the whole time. They feel it's not their place. But in Sforim steht Haboim Mitzrayim, that every doir and every shona, when you come back to these parshas, is the inin of Haboim Mitzrayim. Every time, again, there's a matter of Haboim Mitzrayim. You have to go duch the emunah. So it says in Chazal that Eretz Yisrael, Eine Hashem Melecho bo, mitchilas ha-shono v'atchilas ha-shono. Why? Lemetar ha-shomayim tishtemayim. She needs rain. All the other countries don't need rain like Eretz Yisrael. So what's the pshat? Chutz la'aretz, when it rains, it rains. Like the sun shines in the morning. It rains every couple days. You have rain. The summer, every couple days. You have snow in a good year. Shvach year is a bit less. But as ever the sun shines, be'etzem, when the sun shines, such a warm zach, if it'll be a little bit closer, even epes, the world will burn. If it'll be a little bit far, we will freeze. It's mamish medukdik, pila abriya, the sun. Amavalas the teva. So people don't feel epes, it's the heart beeps, mamish pila abriya, it only stops to put a person in all different hospitals. The rain in Eretz Yisrael, from Chazal, Hashem said it doesn't rain as they often. It doesn't rain, you have to daven for the rain, you have to hope for the rain. It becomes winter, it becomes dry, you're waiting for Hashem to make it to rain. So b'meila you feel the rain is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mashenken in the whole world, because it rains naturally the whole time, and it has nahoris and agamim. So b'meila a person doesn't need the whole. So b'meila we have more emunah. I want to be masbir a little bit. The Choyva state that this parasha is that a person has to mechazik himself in emunah. What is the pshat that a person is mechazik himself in emunah? Kodesh Baruch Hu brings dam, tzfardea, kinim, oiv, dever, shchin, borid, al b'choyshech, makas b'choyos. I'm sure all of you wondered. And I'll say that the Iker Makis was Leharois, Asher Yisalalti B'Mitzrayim, Voisoise Asher Samti Bom, to mechazik the emunah of Klal Yisrael, to machlish the bad of Mitzrayim. I'm sure everyone had the shaila, I don't know if you took it out, Me'akoyach El Apoyal. What is the difference? Dam? Tzfardeh Kinim Orev. Hashem could make dam, wow. Tzfardeh Kinim Orev is a bigger chiddush? Is a bigger chiddush? Oh, I saw dam, ich verstehe. But I saw tzfardeh, I saw orif, tak, I'm convinced. I saw choyshech, now mamish convinced. Oh, makas b'choyres, it's tak, I'm mamish 100%. Now I know for sure that Ribbono Shel Olam is enough. Verstehe dich. Paroi is a paroi, you want to give him a dam, give a dam. Dam was not enough, you know what? Tzfardeh is not enough, you know what? Kimim. That's the pshat. Doesn't have avon. It's for us. The part of the market that Klal Yisrael will see. We chazer it every year in the Laseda to see the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Emunah and Boreh Olam. Shteido asoit one of the sides of the emune and Beira Olam. The side of emune and Beira Olam doesn't come in one pshat. Oh, Siddur Beira Olam, I believe, for sure. In the world without Hashem, not Shaykh, for sure. This will not give a person emune. This emune and the first Nisayan doesn't exist. Emune only works, it's a reingeflanz, but it goes in and again and again and again and again and again and again. Then emune happens. The Mitzrim saw a dam, they had a chizuk. The dam goes away, it's over. It's from there it comes. Yeah, Father, Ribbono Shel Olam, we could leave. There's no shaykhus. But to explain, it's not that Paro was a liar. And when the Makkah was there, he said, go. When it left, okay, I don't need it, it left. Paro was not a liar. He's a bad person. When the Emunah was there, when he saw the Beira Olam, he believed in the Beira Olam. And the minute that he didn't see it for a second, he stopped to believe. And again he saw it. And again he stopped to believe. Makas Poyros, they already came to the Emune. Chazal say, Toiv Sheba Mitzri Haroik. Why? Says the Isha Yorav Edvar Hashem, Heinis Es Mikmeyo Aboisa. Moshe said, if it's in the Sodah, they will die. Sayor Es Dvar Hashem, Heinis Es Mikmeyo Aboisa. Zog the Gemara, then when Klai Yisrael went out, so Klai Yisrael chased, the Mitzrim chased Klai Yisrael. Kol Sus Paro Yirich Bo Yifarosh Of Bo Vayom. How they had Susim. Everything died. No, the Yorav Edvar Hashem put the Susim in the house. So the Yorav Dvar Hashem took these horses that because he believed in Hashem and he put it in the house and they chased Klal Yisrael. Toiv Sheba Mitzrim Haroik. The best Yirei Shamayim and the Mitzrim kill him. What happened? The Emunah went away. People have to know, I'm telling you, it's easy to speak now when a Bachar doesn't have the Nisyonis. Every Bachar has a Nisyonis. Every Bachar has a Nisyonis. Emunah, when the Nisayan comes, Emunah is not enough. A person cannot work with the Emunah then. A person has to have Emunah before the Nisayan comes. And Emunah is a Zach. You know, the first Shaila they ask a person when it comes up to the Shemayim, there's two Pshotim in it. The Chofetz Chaim learns that the Iker is the first Pshot. Nasato venotato be Emunah. So one Pshot is, stop, you Elecha Yid. But the second pshat of Chofetz Chaim says, Nosato venosato be'emuna, you are Isaac and Emuna. You are Isaac and Emuna. A person has to work on his Emuna. A person has to be mechazik as Emuna. Siddur Abayra Olam. And the more that a person is mischazik and Emuna, he becomes a maimin. When the Nisoyan comes, he doesn't have it shver. I heard once from Michal Yudha Lefkovich, Tangizun, a Bachman, we came to speak to him about something that was disturbing us. And, you know, it was mamish, we had terrible issur, it was mamish, very, very bad. So he told us, it was hard dvorim. He said, you think, okay, you're suffering, you want help, but you believe that the part that you're suffering, Hashem will take off from Gehenna, right? How much you suffered? 5 kilos. 5 kilos suffer. I don't know how you measure. Yeah, I don't know how much megahead is it. But yeah, 5 megahead suffer. So we start from Gehenna, we'll take off a face, you know, 2 blocks of Gehenna. I don't know how it works. Yeah, cheshbonos. So you have a mistake. While you have to be a maimin, and your nisyonis, if you'll be a maimin, says bichlal mishke nisoyen, all of the tzores that you have doesn't go off at the cheshbon. If a person doesn't behave like he has to behave, a person is jealous of his friend. Mamish kills him. Kills him. He's dying from jealousy. Mamish. No one asks you to be jealous. You didn't work on your midas. So, fakelt, you'll be punished because you suffered. You're not game. A person has to reinfleitst der Emune inside him. Und der Mechazik der Emune inside him. Dies ist bereits in der Parshas Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chayav kol odom liris atzme ki'ilu hu atzme yotzo mi Mitzrayim. What is it? Chayav kol odom liris atzme ki'ilu hu atzme yotzo mi Mitzrayim. What's the pshat? The world says a yesoid. You know, when you come over to someone that is suffering, someone loses a kid, chas v'shalem. Not a kid, you know what to tell him. So you're telling, you know, nisyoines, nisyoines. So the world says, you say, you know, when it happens to you, it's tzores. When it happens to your friend, it's called nisyoines. Yeah? So it's out the cloud. By meals, it's tzores, not nisyoines. By yedem, it's tzores, you know, nisyoines. And when it happens to you, it's tzores, chkenisht. Tzores, chkenisht. Hashem wants us to work on emunah. How a person works on emunah? How a person works on emunah? How a person works on emunah? How you manage? I met him on a bus 2 weeks ago. He told me, he went with his son. He doesn't live in New York, he lives somewhere else. He came to New York. He came with a son, he has a son, 10 years old. He went to Davin, it's a place there, Frankel, they have a lot of minyanim there. The kids decided he's going to Davin there. The kids was very busy, so it took him parking 20 minutes. I think every 15 minutes is a minyan or something like that. Parking 20 minutes. So this was Chveis Mincha. So when he told his son, I'm going to Ma'ariv, the son said, the other day, I 5 minutes before the minyan now, put 1 minute parking to wait for the next minyan, I'm staying home. So I told the son, you have to go to Davin. So the son calls him, the guy says, I know, we're going out for 20 minutes for a ride around the street, you know, I'm not interested. So I told him, but you don't have a munah in Beira Olam? You don't have a munah in Beira Olam? So for sure you have him. So he said, for sure. So why are you not asking the Rabbani Shel Olam to make you a spot that you could find parking right away? He said, yeah, if you believe in Beira Olam, you could ask him, Hashem, I need a spot. It's hard for me to daven. I'm a little kid. I really want a spot. Hashem likes you. You can't daven. But really, you know, say it. No, I'm going to leave it. So the kid said, you know, Beira Olam, I really want to daven. I can't wait 1 minute. And give me a spot. And they came opposite the door was a spot parking. So it's gonish, but why I'm saying that? But this is the way to live emunah. The koyach of the Yitzhahora tells us. I want to say something. I know it's wrong to say it, but just to discuss. So it's raining now. Baruch Hashem, givaldik rain. Yeah. Some people said it's already at Tzivos Kshamim 2 weeks before. Some people made a tefillah basically Yom Chamishi. I don't know who. I'm not going in out. You know, all different kubalim. I'm not. I don't know. Eli Meivim bin Yoni Meil. So you ask someone, so my stomach is rainy because of that? Everyone thinks. It's rain anyway, yeah? It's good in daven 2 days ago. This is what all of us think. It means that be'etzem, so why are we daven when someone is sick? No, these people are going, I daven the stomach, so why are we daven? People don't realize how they far away from themselves emunah v'bitoch. Yeah, someone is very, very sick. Sometimes you put a shray and you decide to daven. A person has to daven. A person has to daven to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim. Chazal say, noch als Shomasi es nakas bnei Yisrael. He promised Avram Avinu. I don't know what is the answer. Chveis ish the terutzim. He promised Avram. It's very cold and they have to go out. When Hashem says, Lema'is, I'm taking him out, they davened. What people said, we're 200 years. You know how much people davened. You know how much people are trying to get out of Mitzrayim. You know how much kids are screaming inside the walls. But it was not given a tefillah. Hashem said, I heard. As I said, it's not even by Ra'ilah. People think, and I want to tell you, this is the mistake. I think Rebchatzka was the melech of emunah. People think that זה לא לפעמים רב חצקו. I saw it by someone, terrible איסורים. Someone, terrible איסורים, I don't want to say, ממש, נוירו ואיום, two people, a couple, ממש איסורים נוירויים. So I went to מחזק them. They have on the wall hanging the sign. It says in the sign, it's a vote from רב חצקו. לא כדרך בני אדם, דרך השם. דרך בני אדם, כשהוא רוצה לעשות טוב לחבי הוי, ממהר להטיב הוי, כי רוצה לראות בטוב אז חבי הוי. Our טבע is, למה זאת אומרת, you buy a surprise to someone. You can't hold yourself really not to give him the surprise. You want, you know, you buy a present, the best thing is, in a month, you give it to him. You can't hold yourself. You have a good idea, it has to come ready this Shabbos. You really have to show him the present. Why? Because we want to see that the other person got the favor. We do it because we want to have the gishmak to see his smile. So we can't wait. So we already do it now. We can't wait. Lo yiken derech Hashem isborach. Shehu meitiv betachlis ha'atove. And you can make a atove that in 70 years you'll understand why it's good for you. And the next generation, you'll understand why it's good for you. The next generation, a person sometimes doesn't understand now why it's good for him. Klal Yisrael suffered in Mitzrayim for 210 years. No one understands it. No one understands why they're suffering. Abba doesn't give a tachlis for Klal Yisrael. And the people that died there, what is the shaykh is till today, we don't know. The kid that died, why that kid makes Klal Yisrael better later, we don't know. This is Emunah Be'etzem. Emunah says that Klal Yisrael are 210 years in Mitzrayim suffering. And one kid that didn't have to suffer would not suffer. It's not the Pshat, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, Agav, already everyone is suffering. Like the Sarayin and the Cheshbon. It's not even one person that suffers what he doesn't have to suffer. Not even one person that suffers what he doesn't have to suffer. This is what a person has to believe. It's no musik l'moshul to say, no, it's a war. If l'moshul, I want to say more from that. No, I was a bacher in Kulteire when it was an earthquake that it was a country, Armenia, that was like around over 20 years ago, I don't know if you remember it. But over 250,000 people died. Now, no one knows yet, the number is not so close. About, and I hate to hear how much people died. About 250,000 people died. And I remember Rav Volbe said a shmuz in Kulteire. He was screaming. He said, people opened the newspaper, 250,000 people drinks a coffee, 250,000 died. Okay, something more interesting, you know, a horse ran away from the zoo and he drinks. 250,000 died. Yeah. Not only that, every person there that died, some people hurt, some people survived. We believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamash ozgi cheshbon. We're not living emuna. We're living emuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a clap. I don't know what it means. Azachar enough. 250,000 people died. Azachar enough. What's the big difference to me? What's the difference for me? So what is the side? The side of Emunah Be'etzem is a person has to get used to living Emunah even when he doesn't have it in the Chush Amargish. The Marshal, he needs something. Ribbono Shel Olam, please help me. 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 I'll tell you, I got a musl from a person that was here for the Achikale, the yeshiva. Every time I have a special tehillim, very big tehillim. Every time before I prepare shir, doesn't make a difference, I have it on my table. I daven to Hashem that the shir will come out good. Every day. A yashin to my grandmother. Al tehillim, big tehillim. Every day. I say, 2-3 kapitel. Every shir before I prepare, I daven to Hashem to give me siyata d'shmaya. For years. out of stock. The last couple months, you know, I don't know why, I couldn't find it, so I moved it, you know, I stopped. Shalai b'chavon. Shalai b'chavon. So, this person came, I asked him how he's doing. Oh, Hashem is very matzliach, very matzliach. Mishunadik matzliach. More of a mishunadik, yeah. So, I have to tell you, I met you a year ago somewhere, and I told you that Baruch Hashem I'm matzliach. I was matzliach, lamazagan, rate, phase two, three. And he told me, you know, Sidori Baina Shalayim. And he decided that you're matzliach. And you have to believe in it. I told you it's hard for me to believe in it. You know, I know it's true. I don't want to speak like that because I know if I will say one thing, you will take away everything from me. But Lemaise, I'm much more successful than most people. You know, I'm also smarter. Yeah, Lemaise, you know, I have a good touch. I know what I'm doing. You know, I believe it's from the Rebbeinu Shalom. That if you would not want, it would not happen. But, and he told me, Choba Eitzah for you. Every deal, every Eisik that you go, have a Tehillim with you before you start the one saying, I have to dive into Hashem. Because Hashem is the one that gives that tzlocha. You get used to that everything is from Hashem. And he told me from that day on, every time that he davens, he's matzliach. Every time that he forgets, he's not matzliach. And he takes the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because Hashem makes him to feel that he's connected. When Hashem loves a person, he lets him to start to feel the emunah b'chush. He gives it to you b'chush. The person that is not a maimin sees rosho v'toiv loi, tzadik v'ra loi. It's a part of the hester upon him. To be successful without davening, without having emuna, it's not a brocha, it's a klole. It's a klole, it's a richuk. It's a richuk. It's a kirve when a person can have it. The avoido of a person to have emunah is to try to get used to, I'm saying, the easiest way for a bochur that is not living a hard life. If you're living a hard life, it's hard to start. Everything that you need, speak to him. But find yourself every day speaking to him. I'm doing this today. Please help me, the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is where it works. 10 makas. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. 10 makas. Hashem is teaching us this is the way it has to work in Emunah. Emunah is not one time. It's not one spark that lights and finish. Start to do it. Ribbono Shel Olam. Give me siyata d'shmaya. Give me siyata d'shmaya. I need this help. I want to tell you, people a lot of time ask different people how a lot of stories happen to some people. Yeah? Why some people have more stories than different people? It's not a shot that different people have more stories than different people. If you train yourself, every day you speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You get no's from him, but you get yes. The emunah is there. It's a pikosis to think that story is not happening. Nisecho shebechol yoyim imanu. Bechol yoyim imanu. Bechol yoyim. The more you zeicha, you just see. The more you zeicha, you see. The less the zeicha, you see less. Not that it's less. The hesterponim is that you get the good when you don't ask, and when you ask, you don't get. That's exactly. Hashem will give you the same amount. When you don't ask, He will give you. When you ask, He will not give you, and you'll stop to lose the whole shaychus thing. He will give you exactly what you need. Eretz Yisrael zog digmore lemetar shomayim tish tezog chazal. We ask for rain, He gives. We don't ask, we don't give. This is a bracha, it's a klala. Look what is going on here. Every second day, there's no water here. Everyone is complaining. But this is the bracha. Let's think now in our days, whose tefillah has made rains. I'm not going into that part. But Chazal said this was the bracha of Eretz Yisrael. You had to ask for rain, and He gave. You have to ask, and He rained. I would think it's much better to live in Switzerland. There's water all over the place. It's nishkin bracha. Don't worry, the person will not be more... less thirsty in Switzerland from Eretz Yisrael. Hashem gives everyone what he needs. But when he has a bracha, he gives, oh, there's no rain, Hashem give us rain. Niskadu HaShemayim, and rain came. Rabbi Akiva needed water and rain came. אז יש לנו חזל. Hashem made it like that. You know, and I want to say one more thing. You read, in our days, the water comes out from the sink, not from the rain, yeah? It's the Metzius. So people today are the most who can bring mineral water from somewhere else. So people don't feel so much that they have that chelik. But you have to know, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world in such a mahalach that you have to beg and he gives. So the modern world took away the rain a little bit away from Eretz Yisrael. But it doesn't pattern us to live like that. And I'm telling you, it's boduk umenuse. Boduk umenuse. When you live like that, Hashem lets you to feel it. He lets you to feel it. They said one of the rebbes that every day before, I'm saying chassidim mesapri, I'm not taking responsibility about chassidim mesapri. Forgot the name. Every day when he was in a closed room, he was in a hesga, and every day when he was hungry, he would say, Rabzusha, I don't think it was Rabzusha, but, Rabzusha? Could be Rabzusha. So anyways, so he said, Rabzusha is hungry, and the shamish would bring in the food. He had like a special window. He would say, Rabzusha is hungry, and the shamish, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you know, your kid Zusha is hungry. And the Shabbos will bring it. One day the Shabbos decided, you know. But when he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Zusha is hungry, he knows I'm back at the door. And when he yells, Ribbono Shel Olam, Zusha is hungry, this is the code, yeah? Please bring it up. So why he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Zusha is hungry? Say, Shamish, please bring it in. But I mean, 2 years, every day he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Zusha is hungry. And I open this and I put it in. Tomorrow, he will say, the Rebbe Shalom Zusha is hungry, I'm not giving him the food. Let the Rebbe Shalom to send him the food. That day, was a chassid that was not there for a long time. And he decided, you know, he came to visit the Rebbe. So again, the whole Paris, the whole Zach, and he came to bring it to the Rebbe, and he arrived when Rebbe Zusha said, Zusha, Rebbe Shalom, Zusha is hungry, and he brought it in. Now, I want to say what I'm trying to learn out of the story. Yeah? You know, could be Hashem and Moifes. Moifes is Pashat, but everyone could do Moifes. Every other God could make Moifes. Moifes is Nishkin godless. What is the godless of the story? What is the godless of the story? What's the Pshat and Abzusha? What, he didn't know the guys in the back of the door? He trained himself, Hashem, I need food. Grada, you made this person to give it to me. He went down to the yeshiva. Today is chicken. Ribbono Shel Olam, I want chicken. Hashem is giving me chicken. You're right, that this is the Ishtablis. I wonder he knew that the Gabba hears it. But this is the Chinuch. He was Mechanach himself. I'm asking the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when I'm asking for the Gabba bringing the food, I'm saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm hungry. Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm hungry. And he was hoping every day there would be a Nes. This is the way of Emunah. This is the way of Emunah. To train yourself, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me. And the Ribbono Shel Olam helps. Every guy could do it. And I'm telling you, when you do it now, I heard in Shabbos from Adam Godel, said, when you're young, you have a lot of koichas, right? So hard things come, but you're strong. You could fight back. You get a bit older, you don't have a koich. And the tzaras come, you don't have a way to push them back. You don't know how older people suffer. You don't know. Terrible. 40, 50, they're terrible. They don't have the koyach neurim. Person has koyach neurim, he has a koyach to stay awake. He has a koyach. Now when you have the koyach, force yourself. Emune, emune, emune. It's against. Emune. Emune. And if a person trains himself, Be'ez Hashem, he will have Sefer Tishrei.